USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned his Chinese counterpart face-to-face that consequences are possible if Beijing decides to assist the Kremlin. Russia has reportedly asked China for help in its invasion of Ukraine. The meeting had already been scheduled between the two officials weeks ago. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hoping a vote on a COVID-19 funding bill will happen this week.
More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City. The White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Monday on Wall Street, the Dow was flat, the NASDAQ and S&P ended in the red. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.